At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What is up, friendos, and welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast. It's Bogman, it's Welsh, and today it is ranks analysis. That's right. We're going through all the major sites, all your favorite places to draft, Yahoo, ESPN, Fantrax, a little bit NFBC, and even CBS, and we're going to be breaking down their ranks, where the deals are, where it's going to cost a little bit more. There's some guys that are all over the place. We are just trying to give you the best collection and the collective of conversations around all of these crazy players, because it's so true, man. Every time we'll go to a site, we'll be like, okay, da, da, and then all of a sudden, Ellie De La Cruz is in, you know, the 50s or the 40s or the 80s in some places, or, you know, this guy is buried down. This episode, probably our most informative from like a real draft strategy standpoint that we do all offseason, because we get to break down these sites and you can use this however you want. And Bogman puts a lot of work into this, and these sheets will be available over at inthisleague.com. It's a pretty robust sheet you got here this year, Boggs.
Yeah, I hope no one minds me taking a couple days off of the GroupMe rooms, because I was buried in doing this. I did the top 300 for Yahoo, ESPN, CBS, NFBC, and Fantrax. So this is, like you said, the most robust ranks analysis that I've ever done. It was, you know, it's tedious, a lot of it. But I think that we found a good smattering. I mean, look, there's some of these websites don't have patterns. I'll tell you right now, NFBC, Fantrax, not a lot of patterns, a little bit, but not a ton. Yahoo has a little bit. CBS has a little bit. So we will go over that. But this is, you know, what you see when you walk into the draft room. And that is important, because a couple of these places, ESPN and Yahoo, so far, they're not letting you hunt. You can go and look, but as soon as the next pick is taken, then you go back up to the top of the page. So if you're doing 30-second picks instead of 2 minutes or whatever, it can be tough. So, I mean, you can type a guy's name in if you're looking for him, but it's kind of, you know, when you're at the end, you're kind of hunting for that name that maybe got buried. We're going to tell you who they are and where they can be found.
Yeah, lots of the breakdowns. So that's what we're going to be jumping into. So, you know, get ready for Yahoo. ESPN we'll probably start with, and then we'll jump to a CBS, NFBC, and good old Fantrax. Fantrax got some nice, interesting stuff. You guys want to check out this sheet? You want to check out all the ranks, prospects, get in the GroupMe rooms, hang out with us, hang out, meet new buddies, start new leagues, best friends, maybe. Go over to InThisLeague.com. That's our Patreon. You can sign up today. We would love to have you. InThisLeague.com slips you right over. You can join up. You don't have to have any access to us if you don't want to, by the way. You can just like go to the $5 level, get some ranks, move on. Or you can jump in, get in those GroupMe rooms, and hopefully have so much fun. And, you know, like-minded right. People out in the into the fantasy baseball world this year, I bet you guys will have a great time. So InThisLeague.com, we appreciate your support. It has been a wild week for me, especially for all of the camps.
Few news and notes. Are you ready for some Welsh news and notes?
Let's hear them. I'm ready.
First off, we did slightly mention this because I haven't even tweeted about it yet in the mock draft episode. By the way, Boggs was on Fantasy Pros with Joe and I on Monday. If you guys want to hear us all mock draft together, that was fun. I, unfortunate to you, Bogman, have a new best friend. Bogman has been replaced by almost Cy Young award-winning pitcher Justin Steele is my new best friend. And I told Bogman about this. He took it well. It was okay. Mm-hmm. But I just said, listen.
The only thing that annoyed me was when you randomly called him Justin. Like you went back and then you called him Justin. And I was like, Justin, who's Justin? Mason? And you're like, Steele. I was like, oh, your best friend. Like we had stopped talking about, well, I had stopped talking about Justin. Yeah. You obviously had not. And then you're like, yeah, so Justin and I were tied. I was like, wait, well, hold on, back up. Which Justin is this one? And you're like, Justin Steele again, of course.
So my buddy Dennis Sidler had a signing with Justin, my buddy Justin, and I was in for that. And what was really funny about it was like, me and him took over talking the entire time. And I felt bad. I even was like, because, you know, Dennis will have questions and stuff like that. So what turned into it, simple things, just kind of, you know, yapping and chatting a little bit about this and that and camp stuff and whatever. It was like 5 or 10 minutes into that, and he's signing some things. And then Dennis brings up Fantasy Pros, and Justin jumps up and he goes, Fantasy Pros? He goes, I use them. And I'm like, I work for them. And he's like, what? And then I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, dude. He's like, Fantasy Football League. He's like, I dominate my Fantasy Football League. He has one with the Cubs. That he does. He's got some home ones. And he's like, I love DFS. And I'm like, really? Football DFS, by the way. Not one inkling of baseball. This is a football dude through and through. And then he goes, and I'm comfortable saying this because his wife Instagrammed this. So I'm comfortable talking about this. But he goes, dude, I did a $15 bet and turned into $25,000. And I said, no, you didn't. I just was straight up like, no, you didn't. And he was just like, dude, I swear. And I'm like, I do not believe you. And he stops the signing, grabs his phone, pulls it out, goes to his wife's Instagram, and he shows it. And I'm like, what?
And by the way, Welsh is not invited to any more signings from Dennis because he's over there stopping the signing to prove his point to Welsh.
Well, I didn't ask him to, and he pulls it. Yeah, yeah. And it was a basketball one, and it was crazy, dude. It was like it was two different parlays. One was like
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just
tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
66,000 to one, and he had bet like Jim Butler's perfect line. It was nuts. So all of this happens in that, like, he loves DFS. He loves analyzing. He said he likes to get up in the mornings and, you know, he'll like go through and run lineups. And I was like, dude, you need to talk about this. Like, people will love you. I'm like, that's the most relatable thing I've ever heard. Like, he likes cards and stuff and all that. But when he was going through that, I was just blown away. I was blown away by all of it. So I took a picture. I haven't tweeted it. He pulled up the draft wizard and I was like, oh, dude, you're going to give me extra points at my new job because I'm going to take a picture. He's like, I'm like, can I take a picture? He's like, yeah, absolutely. And but then we talked about a few other things. He talked about the Bellinger situation. They want Belly back. He had great things to say about Shota. And I actually asked him this question. Have you heard, you've heard me do this whole, like, what do you think short guys can continue being starting pitchers? You know, this little narrative I've had.
Well, here's the thing, though. You also have a narrative of what's a short guy's life expectancy, you know, are you going to, if you're under 5'4" or 5'5".
Those little guys live as long as
us? Yeah. Do you guys live as long as the rest of the normals? Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I asked him that.
You have a thing about
it. I was
that,
like,
yeah.
Do you think there's anything to it? And he goes, actually, yeah. He's like, what it is a lot of coaching and trainers and MLB, they just break it out early because of their ability for long-term stability. So, like, he didn't disagree that guys in a short term could probably do it, but, like, there seems to be a correlation between, you know, being that shorter, under 5 foot 11, 5 foot 10, and being able to continuously stay healthy and consistent. So that's why a lot of guys don't get an opportunity. And I said, well, what about Shota? And he said, yeah, what's interesting about him, though, is, like, he is bulky. Like, Amanaga is a bulky dude.
He's a fire hydrant.
Yeah, like, he's quite a bit different than a lot of those other guys. And he had made this Twitter joke. He was like, as soon as he watched the bullpen of Amanaga, he immediately went online to see what cards he could buy of him. So all of this is to say Justin Steele is a cool-ass dude. I love the guy. He loves fantasy sports. I've chatted a little bit with him already in DMs and stuff like that. Got the follow. No big deal. Humble brag. And he's just, yeah, new best friend. So no biggie. So maybe he'll be on the football podcast.
I'm not sure. I think you're underestimating, you know, like, of course I'm jealous. But I think you're underestimating the jealousy of the Cubs fans in the group me rooms and stuff. I think is going to be upset. You know, I think the rest of the Cubs faithful will be upset that Diamondback is best friends.
You want to know the
Justin
worst
Steele
part
here,
about this?
Or a Dodger, however you want to look at the Welsh.
Preseason last year, I had a share of Justin Steele and I traded him. And it didn't turn out to be a good trade.
What do you think your best friend's going to think of when I tell him that you traded him?
I'm going to try to give him back, but I can't get him back because I traded him to a Cubs fan. So I'm not going to, try, but I don't know.
I'm not going to overpay here for my new best friend. It's fine.
Yeah. I really like the guy. Very down to earth dude. Openly talked about tons of stuff. And yeah, go check out Sid's Graphs, by the way, if you want to. He signed some amazingly cool stuff. He did like first MLB game inscriptions. He did some photos. All of those things were awesome. But that's my dude. That's my dude now. And hopefully we can get some fantasy pros.
Let me ask you something. Did you guys talk about how Giancarlo Stanton is in the best shape of his life?
No, we should have. We should have. Giancarlo Stanton is in the best shape of his life, by the way. He looks amazing. There's a lot of that. Alec Manoa. Best shape of his life.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit.
Would you call that good shape or just the best shape of his life?
I think they're just saying the best shape, the goodest shape.
Okay, well, I didn't say the goodest. I said, is he in good shape? Like, would you say that? Because there's a difference. I could be in the best shape of my life. Wouldn't mean I'm in good shape. It would just mean I'm in the best shape of my life.
That's true.
I'm better than I have been.
A couple of things I want to share. Mariners camp. Great quote from Brian Wu. I asked Wu about, because I couldn't get Kirby to tell me about the pitch, because he just announced he's going to start throwing a knuckle curve, if people pay attention to that. And I couldn't get that out of him. But I was talking with Brian Wu, and I asked him, I said, are you going to, I was trying to like lightly get around like, hey, are you going to throw other pitches? Because your fastball is really good, but like you might need more stuff to help that out. And I was just like, hey, is there, are you going to be adding anything this year? And he's like, nope. He's like, I'm just honing in what we've got. And I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, I know your fastball graded out really high. And I'm like, you, I said, are you, you're not interested in joining the Splitters with Gilbert and Kirby. And he looked at me and he's like, I am not part of the Splitter Mafia. And I loved the Splitter Mafia quote so much. And he's like, I'm not joining the Splitter Mafia. Like there's definitely a collective there of them doing Splitters. So that's not in Brian Wu's future. He said he did mention
you don't
like
want
he was
TJ.
Open.
What's your problem? Come on.
Well, no, I mean, a Splitter would be phenomenal, but I think you also have to like throw it for strikes. But I think that had been pushed on, and then there is a collective mafia of Splitter throwers out there that are trying to convert. And Brian Wu will not be converted into the Splitter Mafia.
No, there will be no conversion for him. You know, he went to pool parties, but he's like, you're not dunking me. No way. No splitters for me.
Royals camp was pretty interesting. Bobby Witt looked as incredible as he always does.
You just have a bunch of people carrying him around on a throne since he just got paid.
There almost is.
I don't walk anywhere, peasants. You will carry me to batting practice.
There's this interesting thing watching him in that, like, he did this batting session with Salvador Perez and Vinny Pasquantino. And, like, you can see the difference between a guy that is not as physically gifted as them and the way he barrels versus them. And what I'm getting by that is, like, you know, Vinny just doesn't hit the ball consistently on the barrel like Witt does. And you'll just see these, like, high flies or bloopers or doubles. Witt is just so consistent that the ball just flies off of his bat. He still looks phenomenal. Speaking of phenomenal, one that you would really like is Brandon Pfaadt. I have seen Brandon Pfaadt throw twice now in this short period of time. Today, as I was out at the Diamondbacks, dude, he had a session that was Christian Walker. I think Marino was catching him. It was Perdomo, Marte, Walker. The entire time he threw, there was not a single crack of the bat. Nobody made contact.
Were they swinging? I mean,
they were trying to swing.
You sure they weren't just like standing in the box?
Pfaadt was being super coy about it, but like we heard nothing. We didn't hear a sound off of that. So his
stuff. I bet
stuff,
he's really sweaty in his face.
He is the sweat. I mean, dude, like, I don't know. I'm not trying to judge. He's the sweatiest, reddest person on the planet. And it just gets sweatier and redder. I don't know what's going on there, but I don't know if this is true, but I felt like I saw Lawler was working with the infielders, but there was a little bit of time. I thought I might've seen him working with some of the outfielders. Not 100% true or certain. It was kind of chaotic over there today. So I wasn't able to catch every little bit of it.
A lot of the younger players are outfielders anyway. So maybe just the guys that he came up with, he was hanging out with, could have been too. So.
Yeah, that might have been it. I felt like I'm missing something that I wanted to share. Let's see. Oh, I saw Davey Garcia. Davey Garcia with the White Sox now is a thick short boy, if you will. Mm-hmm. A thick short boy. This was one I wanted to share. Mikel
Garcia
looks big, like noticeably bigger than I've ever seen him.
Well,
before.
I remember the last time you said this about somebody, wasn't it Yandy? Yandy Diaz, and he wound up hitting a bunch of bombs.
Well, I mean, I didn't see Yandy Diaz as a Ray, so I never saw him like.
No,
person,
you saw him during some World Baseball Classic something.
Oh, that might have been true. Yeah, maybe that's true, possibly. But Garcia looks big. He looks like a big dude. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. And I guess I thought I had like one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch, Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
One or two other things I was going to, but it's escaping my brain right now. But the Brian Wu thing, Justin Steele, those definitely jumped out to me. Diamondbacks was interesting today. Corbin looked fantastic in BP. Jock was out there slowly mirandering around with no hustle whatsoever. Cattell was on his business.
But Brandon, you see fought. Andrew Chafin with the remote control car.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league.
Break it down.
No, I don't think Tigers he's with the Diamondbacks anymore.
No. I just saw this on Reddit, I think, the other day. But he was at Tigers camp, just driving around a remote control car, or I guess Brewers camp, wherever he was. So, but yeah, he was just driving around a remote control car, and they're like, this is peak spring training.
I think that's also peak
Andrew Chafin, for sure.
100% yeah. Andrew Chafin. So, yeah, it's definitely been a little bit odd. But it was over at I talked about the Mariners or Brian Wu.
You didn't go to the Angels, see Trevor Bauer throwing back there?
Nope, I'm not going to go onto that side of town. But I mean, it's been few and far between because it's been a lot of practices. So I know Darvish has been good. I haven't really got to get out to the Padres, but I just wanted to share.
Yesterday, Monday, as we're recording this, was the day where like everybody had to show up, right? A lot of guys had already been there, but it was the mandatory show up day was Monday.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've been over at the Rangers, and there really was nothing to report on the Rangers side. I mean, there was a couple bullpen sessions. I mean, they're all in good moods. I mean, you guys obviously all heard like Josh Young got banged up and he's going to be out. There's quite a few of those. Matt McClain, it was reported today. I'm actually going to go out to Reds camp, I think, tomorrow today as you guys are listening to this. But Matt McClain is dealing with
It's an oblique, and it's the same oblique that bothered him last year. So don't like that.
Don't like that at all. Yeah. Don't like that one bit. So I don't know what that's going to look like. A little bit of injury stuff. And like I said, the spring training games are going to be kicking off later this week. Camps are really starting to go. I mean, yesterday was literally the first full session I saw of live BP, and it was the Royals. And then I saw the Diamondbacks today where Brandon Pfaadt just absolutely made everybody look silly. Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you this real quick. After three rounds, it was Pfaadt, Mantiply, and then Connor Pinkington or whatever. Cattell it was doing all the at-bats, and then he walks into the dugout, and he just goes, all right, it's time for some gas. I want to see some gas. And he said that because he speaks really good English. And he's in the dugout, and he's like, it's time for some gas. And that was when Justin Martinez came up. So Cattell was ready for not getting toyed around with. But like I said, he didn't make any contact on Brandon Pfaadt whatsoever. All right, so you were going to ask something.
No, I was just saying, the Matt McClain thing, and then it's spring training is opening. When do the games start? They start on Thursday?
Thursday is the Dodgers and the Padres. And then
because they have the Korea trip, right?
And then I think maybe this weekend on Saturday, or it could be Monday. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, yeah. And it's just nuts to me. We're seeing camps open now. Everyone's there and still no Bellinger. It's still no Snell have signed. And, we're getting like Ahmad Rosario signed today with the Rays, which I thought was great. I mean, it's going to lower Jose Caballero everywhere, but I think that was a good signing. But we're starting to see that, like, we're getting injury news now, like guys either coming to camp with issues or are they going to start getting hurt in camp? And these guys still haven't signed. It's just a little bit crazy.
Well,
to me.
All those Boris guys, an unnamed source close to the Cubs that I know had mentioned that, one of the belly things had to do with him wanting to be paid as a center fielder, getting center fielder money versus first base money.
No, and I think that Cubs source could be. No idea who that Cubs source
could be. No, it's a source. It's just a Cubs source. There's no connection. You guys will never be able to guess who it is. But it's that the first base versus center field money is a big holdup for Cody Bellinger. And I'm obviously years.
What he should have done was just follow along that source on that parlay bet. And then he wouldn't have to worry about any of that money.
I think you're reading too much into that, Box. I don't know what you're talking about. But yeah, it's been a fun week. Hopefully I'll get some more nuggets. Like I said, I wish I could get more. There's just oddities with it. And I do feel like I'm forgetting something. But the Justin Steele stuff was great. And Brian Wu's Splitter Mafia was one of my favorite things. And I want to like make a shirt about it or something. Like, you know, like the... It's like the death row. But like, you know, like remember the death row shirt where it's all like it's black and then you can only see like Dre's head and like all that. I want to do one of those like Splitter Mafia and it'll be like Corbin or it'll be like Gilbert and George.
Well, I'm thinking of like the puppet strings one, but instead of the puppet strings one, that's just it has the hand on it and it says whatever mafia, you know, it's Splitter Mafia. And instead of the strings, it's just a ball. You know, it's like a splitter grip on a ball. So
yes, that's a good. Yeah. So copyright Welsh and Brian Wu. For Splitter Mafia. All right. Was there any other news and notes that I missed?
I mean, we did hear that Walker Buehler is not going to, you know, throw in any of those spring training games, which is weird. I know they said he's behind, but they already ruling him out. And it doesn't mean he's not going to throw in the backfields and pitch simulated games and things like that. But they said he's not going to throw in any exhibition Cactus League games, which is just a little strange and potentially could move that, you know, window for him to return back into the season. You know, I think we were kind of borderline on, well, he's behind, but he's going to be like a week behind or 2 weeks behind. This sounds like maybe it could be up to a month behind if he's not going to throw in spring training at all. So
yeah,
he's been moving down some lists. Bochy said there's no pecking order in the bullpen for the Rangers. So Leclerc, I guess maybe he moves down boards. Maybe Robertson moves up. I don't know. And then Liam Hendricks signed with the Red Sox and Kenley has been banged up and even said he's frustrated at coming into camp banged up too. So Liam Hendricks going to the Red Sox could potentially be something there as well, even though, you know, wasn't very good last year, but, $10 million, that's not nothing. So isn't that what they paid him? Wasn't it 10? So,
yeah, like that.
So yeah, I mean, just a little news and notes. And then of course you have the best shape of their life reports for everything. And then the opposite, guys coming in and being banged up. Like Aaron Judge said, he's probably going to have maintenance for his toe for the rest of his career because it's real bad. So don't like hearing that. Just little things coming in and out of camps as guys open up and start to get in front of the media and really talk and get into the swing of things.
Yeah, I wish I had more. Like, I will say a lot of the guys that I have seen, there haven't been a lot of physical standouts. There haven't been like a lot of body physical standouts.
Outside
like
of Mikel Garcia.
Mikel Garcia just looked bigger than before, like a little bit taller, a little bit more filled out. You know, it was working really hard. They were doing drill at third base. So, I mean, that feels like it's a really locked in spot for him. You know, there was one other thing. It felt there was this awkwardness at the White Sox when Dylan Cease was walking around. Like, I don't know. Like, I could feel it. Like, he was walking around and like there was Kopech there and a couple of those others. But there was almost this vibe of like, I don't know, like you could feel like, yeah, he's going to be gone pretty soon. You're like, I just got that because, you know, you have all these like Tuki DeSant and Mike Soroka was there. And one of the ones that stood out to me was Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet looks great. He threw a side session. I actually have some film. I forgot to put it out. He was throwing strikes. It looked like it was popping. He physically looks great. And I asked him after, and I said, are they legit giving you a shot in the rotation? He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, that is the plan. And that could be one of those really great fallbacks or one of those guys that jumps up if there's a rotation spot available. I also saw Nick Nastrini because, you know, they've got, you know, Kopech back out in the rotation. Nick Nastrini is one. They've got Soroka. They've got all these guys that could pop back in, but Garrett Crochet is going to get an opportunity and we'll see. I did tell Cease that we missed his mustache because he's rocking a beard this year. So, and he laughed and he was like, I've been thinking about bringing it back, but he's just got a big old fluffy beard instead of the weirdo stash.
Yeah,
you
that's
know what
good.
Kind of stash. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And it did look like that kind of stash. So I'm glad it's gone.
Yeah,
so.
Big old patchy beard like I would probably have. So, all right, couple news and notes. You guys can follow on. Oh, and I haven't had any comments on it from you, but I have had the barrage. I didn't do it the last 2 days, but we have a new just barrage of pictures from camps on my Instagram. If you guys want to see me with Bryce Miller, the Dave Roberts, Brandon
I get
Fott,
the ones that Welsh thinks are really important. He'll send those right to me as they happen.
Yeah. So. And I haven't put the Justin Steele one out there yet, but you know, we're like, look, like we're best buddies. You see,
mm-hmm.
Look at us.
Yeah. That is the same. Is that
it? It's the exact same hotel as Corbin Carroll. So now we could just do another one of me and Justin going around like the Grand Canyon. And
it's a little weird. It's a little weird because you're meeting all these guys in hotel rooms. So
well, that's where the autograph thing happens. Mm-hmm. So.
Right.
So, yeah. Just saying. All right.
It's where the magic happens.
Let's take a break. When we come back, ranks analysis, all the major sites. What's different? What do you need to know? And what can you take advantage of? We got you covered right on the other side, right here on In This League.
It's In This League.
It's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make...
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world? Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
All right, we've got the big major sites. We're going to start it off with Yahoo and ESPN. And then we'll go to CBS, NFBC, Fantrax, talk about some of those. What we do is we're essentially going to tell you this site has this player the lowest, or this player is the highest. So it's essentially it costs more or is a value based on ECR, based on other websites. This is what this information is going to give you. But there are some players that are just kind of all over the board. So they're going to change from site to site because we can identify a singular player that it's like, oh, this is a great site for this guy. I'm going to tell you right now. Because we're going to talk about Yahoo to start. Fernando Tatis, best place to get him is Yahoo. It's the lowest cost. But there are players that it's really not necessarily a rhyme or reason because it's all over the place. Here is an example because we'll start with those guys real quick. CJ Abrams. CJ Abrams essentially has a high rank of 38 down to a low rank of 64 and all of the numbers in between. So his ECR is 42. Yahoo, he's at 38.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
NFBC, he's at 39, but ESPN, he's at 53, and Fantrax at 64.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In This League.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
That is a true all over the place on sites. You're not going to, I mean, you can identify that, hey, ESPN and Fantrax, you're going to get the better deals. Yahoo, Yahoo and CBS, I guess you're going to pay a little bit more. NFBC and Yahoo, you're going to pay quite a bit more for him.
Yeah, and CJ Abrams is a weird one because he's by far the highest ranked guy on the standout list. But it's just, you know, he's in the 30s on Yahoo, he's in the 50s on ESPN, 40s on CBS, and 60s on Fantrax, and again in the 30s on NFBC. You know, there's so many sites that I couldn't get it to where all of them were different, but CJ Abrams seemed to have kind of a rainbow of value according to which site he was on.
Okay, so that was
some
CJ
of them. Well, yeah. Yes, that was CJ Abrams. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you, but no. Some of them, like Edwin Diaz, the next guy, it's closers, right? It's closers are different value on different sites. Fantrax, yeah. They are cheap. They are so cheap. You can get saves. I mean, Edwin Diaz here is ranked 91 on Fantrax, where he's, you know, the next lowest rank is 71 on Yahoo. 42 on CBS, 47 on NFBC, 54 on ESPN. So you can just tell in that regard, more of it is, you know, Edwin Diaz, of course, coming off an injury, but just Fantrax has the closers is lower. And that's, you know, and I marked it as redraft, you know, and I know Fantrax still, I think, you know, and you made this a point to talk about a little bit, is it doesn't, I don't think it matters what type of league that you're in. Their draft is by ADP, and it's like every single type of draft goes in there. So the ADP is going to be weird. And I'll say this year, I don't know if it's because more or less people are drafting on Fantrax or because more or less people drafted within the last, however it is, 6 months, a year. I don't know how long the ADP goes back for that site, but it is the weirdest by a wide margin this year. And usually we're saying that at like last year was ESPN because they just, you know, stuck in points ranks and didn't change anything. They've improved immensely this year. Still weird. Still stuff missing. CBS had a couple of hiccups more than anything, which was weird. We'll get to all these, but I just want to kind of point that out as we're starting to go through some of these names.
All right, so here's we'll continue and finish off with the all over the place guys. CJ Abrams, Edwin Diaz is one. Nolan Arenado, his lowest goes from 93 on NFBC, which firsthand I saw. I got Arenado in like the late hunt, or not the late, but like 120 or something
post
like that.
Post-100s, yeah.
Yeah, and a DC with a high of 65. So that's a pretty big variance. So ESPN is the highest cost. NFBC is the lowest cost. But Fantrax is 83. CBS, it's 72. Yahoo, it's 92. So it really is all over the place. Walker Buehler's another one where Fantrax and Yahoo is a top 100 cost, but he's in the 170s of NFBC. So, I mean, wild markers there. And I think NFBC...
It's
you
from
asked
February
me,
1st.
Yeah, I said do February 1st on, so that doesn't account for like the very early drafts. I think that's
important.
There
were about 80 drafts in there for all of NFBC since February 1st when I put this together on Sunday.
I think that's great. I think within the month, that's a big sample size. Jackson Churio is another one of those. 113 on CBS, way, way up. And that is definitely, you know, the heavy hands of Frank and Scott putting that together. So that goes the highest. Outside the top 200 of ESPN. So we're talking almost a 100 difference, but also Fantrax has him at 190, a more common dynasty platform. NFBC 130, Yahoo's 150. I mean, Churio's a fascinating one too, because I would think a platform like Fantrax would be closer to NFBC. You'd have those higher costs. For some reason, I'm not shocked about ESPN. I feel like over time, we've kind of uncovered this too, like, ESPN gets the, I think last year we literally uncovered that it was just points. It was just Tristan Cockcroft's
points
value. I don't know if that was the case this year, if maybe they fixed whatever bullcrap was.
I think they did. I think the rankings are for Roto. I didn't look at points to see if they changed. I didn't look at head to head to see if things changed. I'm pretty positive they didn't. They do for Yahoo. There's a big difference. Like even in a mock draft, if you click on Roto head to head, if you click on head to head, if you click on points, it's different ranks for every single type of format. It's not that way on CBS. It's not that way on NFBC and Fantrax because they're ADP. I will say this for Yahoo, something I noticed and I think that they're starting to do. We used to get Yahoo updates throughout the year. It'd be like, oh, it's a Monday. Maybe we'll get a Yahoo update in the rankings. Now, I think everything is going based on projections. And when they adjust the projections, you'll see a guy move in what is their X rank. So as the injuries happen, as things happen, you'll see guys move up and down boards on Yahoo. So there will be some changes as we go through here, but this is what we have as of now. So
a couple others on the all over the places. Yu Darvish is one of those, 160 to 214. What I was getting at too with ESPN is, I feel like more and more and more ESPN, it just doesn't have the hype, like the up and coming guys. They just don't bump up. I mean, prime example, I'm just going to throw this out here. These are guys that are all over. Shoto Amanaga doesn't show up in the, what is this, top 300, 250?
Mm-hmm, 300.
He's not in the top 300 of ESPN. Bryce Miller's in the 240s. Jackson Churio's outside the 200s. They're just behind on the game. Jung-Hoo Lee. In the 230s, they're just behind on the up and coming value. So if you do play on that platform, you have a little bit of ability to, you know, go in and queue up and maybe get a better value. Craig Kimbrell, 128 on CBS, to 256 on Fantrax. I'm not sure there's a bigger difference from low to high.
No, and you can tell this is a very ADP-based one, right? Because, you know, for a big grip of the offseason, we had no idea what was going on with Craig Kimbrell. The last thing we saw was him giving up that gigantic homer to Alec Thomas and looking miserable in the NLCS. And then he signs with Baltimore. And I've been a little leery to step into it. And I don't think that Craig Kimbrell is very good, but I did have to move him up. He was brought into Baltimore to get saves. So he is going to be at least the first shot there. So you can see the major difference between Fantrax, which is essentially ADP, and a big chunk of that in the offseason moving Kimbrell down because people didn't know where he was going to be versus everywhere else, which is basically projections. NFBC is ADP, but we did a smaller window because you can adjust there. You just can't on Fantrax.
I mentioned Amanaga, who's like 161 on, all of a sudden is the highest on Fantrax. You know, Churio's not, but Amanaga is, and then he's 245 on Yahoo. So the best value outside of ESPN, because he doesn't exist on the 300, is Shota. So if you want that, Yahoo's a great platform. Vaughn Grissom, Max Kepler, Brian Bayo, Taj Bradley, Luis Rengifo, kind of all over the place. Though I will say, it does look like there's a little trend on those bottom ones that Yahoo seems to be one of the lowest. Taj Bradley for ESPN barely even qualifies, but you know, Bradley's in the 260s, Rengifo's in the 260s. Jung-Hoo Lee didn't even register in the top 300 of Yahoo. That's interesting.
Yeah, that was, and once again, I think Yahoo will change once we get some projections, but they just hadn't updated at this time because it seems like Jung-Hoo Lee is going to be the leadoff hitter for the Giants. It's not even in the top 300. CBS is missing Taj Bradley and Rengifo from their top 300. ESPN, like you said, missing Imanaga, Vaughn Grissom, Brian Bayo from their top 300, and Fantrax was missing Grissom and Rengifo as well. So a lot of guys, you know, that I mean, like Bayo's value on Fantrax was 188, and he's not in the top 300 on ESPN. Fantrax has Taj at 217. He's not on CBS's top 300. So, there are deals all over the place here.
And there's some targets. You know, for me, Amanaga, Bryce Miller, Michael King, I think I skipped over that. CBS, it's the highest on Michael King. Again, I'm not surprised about that with those guys pumping that up. As I was on that episode, we did our loves, and that was all me with Michael King.
But we have a big one in that. I'll mention Scott White when we get to CBS.
Oh, okay. And then Michael King's in like 200s on Fantrax. His ECR, by the way, I still haven't like figured this out. Michael King's ECR is 188. It's crazy. That's his expert consensus ranks on Fantasy Pros. I think that is wildly low. It's just he's an immense value. So those are your all over the places. So let's jump to Yahoo Sports. Here are the values, and here are the guys you're going to pay up for. So these guys are ranked. First, we're going to start with the lowest of any of the sites on Yahoo, and then we'll say these are the guys that are ranked the highest. So I already mentioned to you, the guy that is the lowest on Yahoo, where relatively significantly higher based on top 10, is Fernando Tatis Jr., because no site had Tatis 10 or lower. It was 6, 7, 9. Yahoo comes in the lowest. Here's where the application comes in. I do think there's a chance that instead of Tatis consistently going 6 or 7, you could get him at 8 or 9. So if you've got pick 8 or 9 in a Yahoo, you have a better chance of getting Tatis than any other place out there. And that's significant enough because I put Tatis as almost a part of that like big core. He's the start of the next core tier for me. So to get any type of a value, I think that's great. His ECR is 8. I know these aren't big number changes, but inside the top 10 to have that big of a difference, that's why you put it here, because Tatis is the lowest on Yahoo over anywhere.
Yeah, and there's not many guys that I'm going to have that are drafted this high, and I go, oh, well, this rank is crazy. But there are, I think on every site, there's at least one guy in the first round that is expensive or cheap, maybe except for like NFBC, you know, but every other site has one or two of those guys that are in the first round that you're like, this is a weird ranking. I don't know why this is happening here, but people, it needs to be pointed out.
Coming in as the second best deal is Corey Seager. Corey Seager does not come outside the top 26 on any site except Yahoo, where he's outside the top 30. So again, this just might give you a better opportunity if you're looking for a deal. You play in a 12-man, this is a legit shot. You might see Corey Seager float into the fourth round because of him being into those 30s. He's 20 on ESPN and Fantrax, 23 on CBS, 26 on NFBC, 31 on Yahoo. And there might be some hand, you know, some placement as far as like them moving him because of the injury and stuff.
Yeah, dude. And I don't know when, like I said, you know, it used to be a bigger overall update, but you could tell on when I was going through the top 300 in Yahoo. And I have the list on this sheet, which will be available on our Patreon, of course, you know, when we're done doing this episode. But yeah, this you could tell a couple guys that were higher or lower, and it was based on, you know, how they have their projections. And if the projections are changing for some of these guys, they are going to move around. So I do think we'll have the most movement in terms of rankings from Yahoo. So just a fair warning if things are different when you look at them.
I will tell you, just off of a glance, Yahoo is going to be my friend. There are so many guys that I personally love and I'm targeting that the best deal is on this site. Royce Lewis, 63 here, where he goes as high as 42. ESPN has him as the highest. He is a little over half a round higher than his ECR. And I'll just do the next couple. Brian Reynolds, I've talked a decent amount about that I want him on a lot of teams. ECR is 77, goes as high as 71 on Fantrax.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
95 on Yahoo. And Gleyber Torres with an ECR of 78. Again, 77, 77, ESPN 77, Fantrax 77, 80s NFBC and CBS, 93 on Yahoo. Gleyber Torres and Reynolds are legit two massive targets of mine. And you are getting, based on ECR, you're getting almost two rounds on a 12 team of value. You are. And you're getting at least a round of value based on the other sites. That's not insignificant.
Yeah, and the other hitters down there in the 200s are Trevor Story down at 211. He's in the 160s, 170s, 180s everywhere else. Jaren Duran is at 222. He's as high as 154 on ESPN, as low as 185 or 189, I guess, on Fantrax as his second lowest. And then, you know, down here at almost 2.25 at 222. So I don't, is there a
theme? I mean, that's my guy.
Yeah, they just announced that he's going to be hitting leadoff. I know the
Padres. Yeah, so the theme is my favorite players. My favorite players cost less.
I think if there's something, maybe it's higher batting average with Seager, Lewis, Reynolds. Torres was good last year.
Well, Duran, maybe to your point, like waiting batting average, but I don't know. Like
sure.
I don't know what the theme is here, but like Jaren Duran, 70 spot difference between ESPN and Yahoo, 150s on ESPN. Outside the 220s in Yahoo. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy to me. A couple pitchers, Andrés Muñoz, we both like, top 100 in ESPN. ECR is 117, 141 on Yahoo. Jordan Montgomery, 141 ECR, or between like 120, 130, blah, 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 everywhere else. 168 on Yahoo. And who's become a favorite, Bailey Ober, one of those guys you want on every team. He is like 150s pretty much everywhere. CBS, he's a little bit lower. 168 ECR, 181 on Yahoo. They are, legit